pulling one today. We are pulling out the baseball programs, throwing one in, a little curveball to you, so to speak. Coach Dean Darnell joins us, the head coach of Laverne Wolverines, and we're going to talk a little bit about the baseball team. We're also going to talk a little bit. We're going to give you a chance to kind of introduce yourself, Coach, your first time on our show, and we appreciate you coming out. And a little bit about former MTSU player. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it, having the opportunity to come out and talk about Laverne baseball. Former MTSU Blue Raider, played in 92, 93, and coach for Coach Peterson in 94, so it's kind of where I got my start. Moved to East Tennessee. My wife was from Knoxville, so once I got done coaching there, we went towards East Tennessee, and I was age 24 and got a head coaching job at Cumberland County High School.
Wow.
And so I had to thought I knew
the
everybody.
Jets. Are they the Jets?
Yeah, they're the Jets,
right. Okay.
And, you know, the baseball program was not in very good shape, so that's probably why a 24-year-old got it. And so they were just happy to have anybody, you know, that would
a
take
body.
It.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
they were happy to have a body, of course. Being young and knowing everything, you know, I was going to change the world, but learned real quick. It's a lot more to coaching than just what goes on the field. So, you know, 12 years there, enjoyed it, learned a lot, had a great opportunity to coach several good players. Had a guy that played for me early that came back and coached with me later, which, you know, was a great experience. Of, you know, seeing that progression from when he was a player to when he played in college, played a couple of years in a White Sox organization, so I had a chance for him to come back and coach with me. So, you know, just had a good time there, and, you know, kind of raised our kids there. They're still young, but not as young as they were then. So got a chance to get back to Middle Tennessee, and, you know, that's kind of where my wife and I always wanted to be, and came back this way in the summer of 2006, and that's kind of where we are now. Worked with Coach Williams for 5 years, and then got this opportunity, so very pleased and very fortunate to have this chance.
Coach Williams, a really remarkable guy, and
yeah,
just a really good influence and,
absolutely,
on kids, and I know that's probably played a part in your thinking as well. Laverne, very young last year. It seems like we talk about Laverne, and they continue to in a rebuilding type of mode. You do have established, and I'm trying to remember from last year, but the pitching was a little suspect and young. How has that changed, and how are you looking for the upcoming season? Because the district is really tough, as always.
Absolutely. Well, they're a year older, so hopefully, you know, with a year of experience, we're going to be better. I think we will be better on the mound. But that's a big question mark going into the season, is how consistent are we going to be on the mound? And our young guys, for the past 2 years, we've had a number of juniors that started as freshmen, so, you know, 2 years of playing, and then we had a couple of young guys last year that got an opportunity. So we're getting to the point now that we feel like, with the experience and that, you know, with the maturity, that, you know, at least position by position, that we're going to start matching up better in the district. And you know,
You've got to have pitching depth, don't you? I mean, the way that schedule works out, especially in district play.
Absolutely. You know, three-game series in this district, the district itself is hard enough. But when you play three games, you know, as your district series, I mean, it is a gauntlet to get through, you know, and keeping everybody healthy arm-wise. And so, you know, those are major concerns that that we have, you know, on the mound.
But coming back, position players, you're in pretty good shape there in terms of feeling pretty solid about the hitting and the fielding.
I feel like we are. You know, we got five kids that are going to be competing for outfield spot, and five or six kids that are going to be competing to, you know, be starters in the infield. So that's a good thing. Competition and in practice and driving them to be the best they can be every day, when they know somebody's right on your footsteps, is a big difference. That tends to make people want to excel to be in that starting lineup. So we're looking forward to seeing those battles take place during practice in February.
Dean Darnell joins me, the head baseball coach of Laverne Wolverines, here on the Prentice Office of Heating and Air Coaches Corner. I want to ask a little bit about, there have been a few changes in how the district's going to be played in terms of last year, was it Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, three-game series. Has that changed a little bit?
I know that we're starting a little bit later, and I think the last week of the season, we were running 2 3-game series in like an 8-day span. So, you know, it could literally, the district race could come down to that last week.
Like a 2-week period or a week.
Right. So I think there's a lot of things that could happen in that last week where we're trying to, you know, scrunch 6 games into like an 8 or 9 day period, and especially if you get any kind of weather or rain and how that can affect it. So it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out.
It's such a fast season anyway. Once you get going. Now, what is the starting date now? When will your first game be?
Well, practice starts the week of February 15th. And I looked in the calendar, so we can start February 13th. And then so the first game that we play would be March 12th. It's our home opener.
So you get about a month of conditioning and practice, and then it's
a sprint to May.
Yeah, it is for radio crew too. I'm telling you, we started spring sports several years ago, and I thought that you know, it would be a little more simplified. No, it's become more increasingly scheduled nightmare than anything. But you know, you talk about your Oaklands, and they have got a great tradition. Siegel is strong. Smyrna's better. They're getting better. And Blackman has been tough the last couple of years. No easy competition, is there?
Not at all. You better strap it on and come ready to play when you play in this district every single day. We look forward to that.
I forgot to mention Riverdale, too.
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah. Right. So, I mean, we look forward to that challenge of, you know, trying to compete. I feel like District 7 baseball is one of the best districts in the state of Tennessee. So, trying to compete on that level day in and day out, you know, was a challenge, and we're looking forward to that challenge.
You've got a good facility. We've been out there to do some games, and it takes a lot of work. That's not just that's another coaching thing people don't understand. It's not like, okay, the ground crew from, you know, Laverne City comes out and does your field. That's a baseball player responsibility, a coach responsibility. And so in the off season, you're still doing things. I mean, particularly with the field.
Absolutely. It's pretty much a year-round thing almost as far as taking care of the field and trying to stay up on everything. You know, you want to have everything in place so that you can hit the ground running, you know, come February. So just kind of preparing for getting everything ready for the winter. Hopefully it'll be somewhat mild, so we'll have great weather in February and March. But in Tennessee, you know how that is. Just, you know, wait an hour and it can go from 65 to 30.
If it's warm, it's windy. You know, if it's clear, it's cold.
Absolutely.
It's just a really good atmosphere. Your concession stands area. I know. It's really a great place to watch a baseball game. And we have had the opportunity to go at least once a year for the last 2 or 3 years. It's just getting the program and getting the support. It seems to be there in Laverne. You've got some pretty good parents that help out each year.
Yes, absolutely. We, Carla Lyons is our booster club president and organizer and a hard worker. And we've got a lot of parents that are really doing a lot to try to, you know, help our program succeed and give our kids a chance to succeed.
You have a good pedigree. I know, where did you play high school ball? We're going to find out everything we can about you now today.
I played high school baseball for Dan Black at Crockett County High School, West Tennessee.
So you went west, middle, to east.
Exactly.
And went to middle.
Yes, sir.
And you met the greatest coach, in my view, Coach Steve Peterson of the Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders, and successfully has been one of the most successful coaches wherever he's, you know, wherever league he's been in, either OVC or Sun Belt.
Right.
And that Sun Belt Conference is I think, probably underrated at times unless you're a baseball player and you know what kind of league they have.
Absolutely. Just the difference of going from the OVC of back when I played, which, you know, was solid, and making the jump to the Sun Belt, and, you know, the first year right out of the chute, they win the Sun Belt Championship, I think just speaks volumes for the kind of players that Coach Pete recruits and, you know, just what his staff with Coach McGuire has done with that program. It's just, you know, just incredible, and I'm proud to just say that I had been a small part of it at some point.
Coach Pete is a unique individual and a great promoter of the game, not only MTSU, right, but the game itself.
Absolutely.
Isn't he? Absolutely. We do the annual, you know, the groundhog and the, what's the other, I'm lost, the barbecue.
The fish fry.
Fish fry, thank you. Yes, I don't know where I got barbecue, but the fish fry. We just were there to do that, and I've never met a man that can promote a program better than Coach Steve Peterson. He's amazing.
Right.
Is that how he got you? I mean,
well, no, he got me because I knew what kind of coach he was, and I wanted to go. I wanted to go play and learn from a guy, because I had, you know, I knew that I wanted to be a coach someday. So I mean, I was a walk on. I was a kind of guy that you know, made good grades and worked hard, and I happened to be a catcher that and just wouldn't go away, and you know, and that kind of thing. So. I went to MTSU with the thought process of to get to play, you know, which is my ultimate goal. I want to play, but I want to learn because I want to make coaching a career. So I wanted to learn from one of the best coaches, you know, in the country, in my opinion.
And he kind of took you under his wing, didn't he?
Absolutely.
I mean, and right. You did get that opportunity to help him, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
And still helping him today. So we can't say anything ugly about him, can we?
No, I can't.
Okay. Well, I've got plenty of things I can tell you. But, you know, just a great, great guy. And we love him. And he couldn't have worked for anybody better. All right. We got the season coming up. And it starts February 15th. And I guess in the off season, it's the weight room?
Yeah, weight room, running, and, you know, just keeping the arms conditioned. You know, pitchers can throw. And that's pretty much it for right now. You know, the TSSAA kind of keeps things under wraps in the fall, and just trying to get the body ready because, you know, trying to keep healthy has a lot to do with being in shape and being in the right condition. And that's really what we're focused on and working on right now.
I know hitting is probably the I think it's the hardest thing to do in sports. I always maintain that. I don't know how they do it. And it's the only sport where if you fail 3 times out of 10, you're great. You
absolutely
know? Tell me a little bit about some guys. I don't want to put you on the spot, but before I let you go today, tell me about some guys that you're kind of looking to kind of maybe lead or kind of take a little bit of charge into this ball club.
Well, we have a somewhat unique because we only have 3 seniors. And Sadell Rowland and Christian Landrum will kind of be our, you know, 2 leaders. But we have a big junior class, and our junior class have played since they were freshmen. So I've told them that y'all are somewhat in a unique position because it's almost like you have 2 senior years because you guys are so experienced and, you know, have kind of been through the wars the last 2 years that you know, you got an opportunity to be in that leadership role and, you know, and try to get the program going in the direction, you know, that we want it, continue it going on the direction because we feel like we've been making progress. The wins don't necessarily, you know, come out when you just look at wins and losses, but we feel like in the last 2 years that we have we're making progress towards where we want to be. Dustin Bills, Matthew Lines, Christian Ackland, our Gunnar Reynolds are definitely going to be, I think, some impact players for us. Sebastian Lynn, Mario Diaz are both sophomore catchers that we feel like have a lot of upside for the future. And so, you know, position-wise, those are just a few of the guys that we're looking for. We, you know, have several more, and I'm sure I'm leaving out a few names.
Well, when you're young, the juniors and sophomores are really the guys that you know, you've got to count on because they're the
right
majority of the team.
Absolutely,
Dean. We're going to be talking to you again as the season goes, and I'm sure we'll get out there for a game sometime in the near future. And I just want to thank you for coming on this morning, and good luck to the Laverne Wolverines, and we'll see you soon.
Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate it.